We're doing the Sidra Dorot, and we were in the middle of the story of Yaakov running away, and Eliphaz catches up to him and approaches him with his men, and his sword is drawn, and Yaakov begs him, "Please let me live. I'll give you everything I own, but don't kill me. You'll have a merit that'll be your tzedakah." And Hashem caused Yaakov to find favor in their eyes. They took everything Yaakov owned. They didn't leave him a thing. And they returned to Esav. And they told him what happened. They gave him all the wealth that they had taken from Yaakov. And Esav got very upset at Eliphaz and his men that they didn't kill Yaakov. And they answered that they felt bad. Yaakov was begging. So they gave in. And when Esav heard that Yitzchak had told Yaakov not to marry a girl from the Canaanite girls, so he went to his uncle Yishmael, and he took his daughter Machalat, the sister of Nevayot, as another wife. And Yaakov continued his way to Haran. He came to Har HaMoriah, Mount Moriah, and went to sleep there. Here we have an addition, a footnote. It says in the Talmud that Yaakov passed Mount Moriah. He said, "My forefathers used to daven there. How could it be I didn't?" So he went back. So there's a discussion here exactly where did Yaakov go to sleep? Where was this Beit El? Was it Mount Moriah? What was it? Rashi writes in one place it seems it's Beit El, in another place it's Jerusalem, it's Mount Moriah. So, okay, different understandings as to where he actually had the dream. He comes to the well, and the well is outside Haran. There's a rock on top of the well that it takes 40 people to move that rock. And the well is 300 amma deep. Nowadays, there's no more water in it, he writes. And that's the rock that he rolled off as single-handedly. That was Yaakov's strength. He comes to Haran. He is 77 years old. There's a source that says that Lavan was a Gilgal of Cain. And that Cain took the second twin of Hevel, and that's why Yaakov, who was a Gilgal of Hevel, took back that, so to speak, the twins. So I don't know what any of this means, if you're going to ask me. I have no idea. Yaakov lives by Lavan for a month, and he eats and drinks, and then Lavan tells him, "What wages do you want?" So we'll pick up here, Bizachim. Next time, we're up to the year 2187.